This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Megan Haynes, New Media Engineer.
And I'm Stefan Jude, Technical Architect.
So in this new world of Web 2.0, we keep hearing the term mashup used over and over again. And mashups are becoming more popular in the consumer space, and they've got lots of airplay. What do we really think a mashup is? How would we define a mashup?
Well, we really have to give a lot of credit to Google Maps, I think. I think that's around the time when people, at least everyday people like us here, started talking about mashups in just a regular context. And typically, it seemed to be taking a visual representation of a map and location data and plotting it and combining it with some very interesting data that you couldn't get otherwise, like, you know, locations of banks when they're open at the time you hit the web page.
So is there value to the companies that are producing some of these technologies? They might have an application that is built specifically to do just one thing and now is being mashed up with other sources of data and other kinds of application content. Is there a value to be creating technology, creating content, creating applications with mashup in mind?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the things that made these different services more mashupable, I guess, is that underneath the covers, there are all these emerging standards, so standard ways for all these service providers and content providers and client interfaces to connect together in very standard ways. Things like Atom feeds and RSS and REST, they all are examples of protocols and standards that sort of emerge just because people saw so much value and synergy in combining these different specialties, I guess, together.
Is it still a combination of data and a presentation, or can you mash up at other levels, mash up just in the data side or mash up just at the presentation side?
I think you can definitely do both. I guess Yahoo Pipes was a good example too, and I think Microsoft had a project for a while called PopFly that tried to do similar things, mostly focused on the data side, where you can take different feeds of data, things like time-based data, and combine it with location and financial data, and combine them together and join the information and apply filters and do very interesting things at the data and analysis level and produce some very interesting results.
So if I'm looking for a place to rent an apartment and I've got real estate data and I've got map data and I mash them both up, I can see some great value in applications like that. But what about for the enterprise user? What about in a BI kind of context, when I want to look at my intelligence data, where do mashups play a role there?
All of the things that we just talked about, I think, apply even more so in a BI enterprise context. There's a lot more islands of data in a typical enterprise. Often it's very difficult to combine the data together to get the most effective value out of them, and having a mashup framework through which you can channel access to that data really, really helps a lot. The other possibility that is now afforded to you is the ability to, again, not care as much about the location, be able to combine public data and pull it into the enterprise and combine it with some data that can't leave the firewall. There's tremendous value in a lot of the public financial data through the SEC, for example, that's available to you. And finally, that aspect of personalization, getting some very targeted reports and content, some very personalized and filtered, appropriate to your business unit, appropriate to your role, all of that are things that we just talked about in our consumer context, so highly relevant, I think.
BI data in the past has been very black box. It's been very closed very close to that, you know, that corporate soul, and you just don't want to share it with anyone. You don't want to provide any of your intellectual property outside the firewall, etc. So mashups and being able to have that freedom for the line of business to all of a sudden be able to get the best of a presentation with the best of a data asset they may have, perhaps even freeing them from the need to engage in with IT in a large project around, you know, building an application from scratch, just assembling it, maybe with skills that even exist in the business and don't require those IT skills. That must be changing the landscape of application development for the typical BI enterprise.
That's definitely true. It's interesting. We started on the journey towards self-serve and self-assembly through dashboards. But when you look at it, a dashboard is pulling together content. Granted, focus primarily on the visual, but as you dig deeper, there's definitely mashing up that's going on at the data level as well. And all of the assembling of little bits of a dashboard, the things that we learned about scorecarding and aggregating content and strategies and displaying that in a single presentation surface, that all led naturally to having the same sorts of conversations and requirements but using different vocabulary centered around mashups.
And I think that the vendors that are providing BI tools are now starting to think about how to make their components more mashupable, as you say, the ability to take their content and merge it into applications that they aren't conceiving of themselves. And it's something that makes the value that they bring to their customers much greater, because now it's reusable value, not just locked into this one particular black box application.
I think more vendors nowadays are considering such flexibility in APIs as more of a mandatory part of their workflow than something that would be nice to add on afterwards.
Yeah, that's been a real change, hasn't it? Because in the past, everyone wants to be the guy on top. They wanted to own everything. They want to own all the content and all the channels into it. Now I think people are starting to open up to the idea where I can be part of this greater ecosystem if I'm just a little bit more open and I think of these open APIs and being more mashupable.
So the area for competitive differentiation may actually be in the openness rather than on the ultimate strength of the application, because you can't be the best application for every need. So if you're open right. enough to be used in that ultimate application, then at least you get to play and get some share of that revenue.
Yeah, and that's a great direction in my opinion. Happy to see that happen.
So big value for mashups in the consumer space. Sounds like there's a great value in the enterprise space and in BI tools, both from the data side and from the presentation and application side. Just creating more opportunity to create bigger and better and more valuable systems, and that's what it's all about. So thanks again, folks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Think big, start small with IBM Cognos Express, the breakthrough BI and planning solution purpose-built for mid-sized companies. Get integrated reporting, planning, and analysis. It's easy to install at a price you can afford. Find out more with demos, videos, and even a free 30-day download at ibm.com/cognos. Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.